There's a prop now, not a prop, but there's odds now. It was on Bet Online, and it's all the NFL teams, what the percentage of chance is now that they will make the playoffs, according to odds. You know what I mean? It's not mathematical percentage. It's according to what the odds are placed at. So the Dolphins right now to make the playoffs, according to Bet Online, are plus 325. Not make the playoffs, minus 450. So the current odds suggest there's an 81.8% chance the Dolphins do not make the playoffs. Before the season started, the odds suggested a 62.3% chance that the Dolphins would make the playoffs. So we talk about a season that's gone off the rails. It really is in kind of like, you know, large macro terms, one of the more disappointing seasons. If you go from not like you're halfway through the season almost, you go from 60% chance you're going to be in the playoffs to an 80+% chance that you will not. That's an unbelievable disappointment when it comes to the season in totality. Got a lot of games left, but what they lose Sunday? What are they, 2-6? Two and six. I mean, that would seemingly be a very tough road to navigate.
You've been to the playoffs back to back years.
Yeah.
And we'll expect the third year. You're supposed to be getting better in building, and it goes off the rail. We know it's context to it, to his injury and everything like that. But yeah, no, I would have put money preseason, I'd have put money on Dolphins making the playoffs.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
And after the Jacksonville game, I would have told you the same thing. I remember the show we did after the Jacksonville game. It was like, hey, they weren't super impressive, but you know what? They faced a little adversity and overcame it. I remember the show we did on Monday. Mm-hmm. That was the tenor of the show. They overcame some adversity. It was a situation that maybe in past years they would have folded being down, came back, they, you know, overcame adversity, and that's the sign of a good team. Mm-hmm. Just hasn't been that this season. And the real, like, the way to turn it around is this Sunday, and I'm just having a tough time getting there. I just having a tough time getting to a victory on Sunday in Buffalo over Josh Allen, knowing what, you know, Kyler Murray did to them the week before. Just having a tough time getting there.
And the turnaround, because the Ravens started like 0-2, and then they went on a 5-game run, and, you know, they looked the way they were supposed to. The Dolphins haven't looked the way they were supposed to yet. Think of what, the 27 right. points against the Cardinals? That's the most scored in the game. This time last year, we're talking about a 70-point, about to break the NFL history record, and now we're happy at 27. It hasn't looked the same. That's what I got to see. And I to your point, Hawk, I would have loved for them to play. Hell, I was about to say the Browns. The Browns just beat the damn Ravens. I would love them to play somebody real bad this week to get that turnaround. But it's
who's after Buffalo, Solana?
The Raiders, I believe.
The Raiders? Okay.
Oh, no,
that's a get right game.
Isn't that they play a Monday Night Football game? I'll look it up really quickly.
Oh, they do. The 11th, they play Monday Night Football on the
Rams.
11th.
The Rams. Yeah. So it's the Rams and then the Raiders at home. They're at LA.
Is the Monday Night game here?
No, it's at LA.
Oh, okay.
Then Patriots.
Well, it was fun.
Packers. Home against the Jets. Packers is Thanksgiving Day. Home against the Jets. At the Texans.
Green Bay on Thanksgiving Day.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Nice.
They host the Niners. At the Browns. At the Jets to finish out the season.